KSRO.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Well, no. That's how we begin today's show. No. 3:18 on your Thursday drive. Okay, tomorrow's our 10th anniversary pool party. We'll be live on The Drive from 3 to 6 at the Flamingo. It's free. There's free hors d'oeuvres. A cash bar, of course. We're not giving out booze or anything. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We got stilt walkers and unsynchronized swimming and just about every politico in the county. Let me run this list down of people who are going to be with us tomorrow. Mayor Chris Corsi, Councilman John Sawyer, Councilman Tom Schwedhelm, Councilman Jack Tibbetts, Councilman Chris Rogers, Shirley Zane, Susan Gorin, Congressman Mike Thompson will be there, and he told Mike he's got a big surprise for me. So we'll see what that's all about. Live music from the great David Lunning and Steve Pyle. Sebastian, which Sebastian? Oh, it's from Highway Poets, of course, yeah. Comedian Steve Osborne, Josh Silvers, the super chef, Marcy Smothers. God, I don't know, a whole bunch of... Oh, Miss Sonoma County, yeah, it wouldn't be a pool party without her. Aaron Carlstrom, Jim Morris, our former intern Mike Tambury, and a whole bunch more all popping by to say hi and congrats on 10 years on this radio program.
They're coming for the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, you know those politicos. They're used to rubber chicken dinners.
Exactly.
Oh boy, free food. Okay, well, let's kick it off with our theater segment. Harry John Duke is here. And I'll let you introduce the guests because I'll mispronounce some of these names. I can't even say Speechless Shakespeare, yeah. But you'll explain it all.
Thanks, Steve. We've got folks from the Petaluma Shakespeare Company in studio, and they're here to talk about their upcoming season. So we want to say thank you and welcome to Jacinta Gorringe, Ella Jones, and Chaz Medeiros of the Petaluma Shakespeare Company. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So I talked to Jacinta and told her when we shook hands, I said, that is a lovely name. I love that name.
Gorringe?
Jacinta,
oh,
you fool.
Jacinta, okay, just checking.
Gorringe is fine, too. I probably would have mispronounced it.
Goringa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be called Jacinta. Juanita Garage in Santa Rosa. Juanita
like
Garage
that.
If you don't have a car.
That's a pretty cool name.
So for folks who aren't familiar with the Petaluma Shakespeare Company, give us some idea of their background.
Petaluma Shakespeare's been around for 4 years, and... so far, they've done Shakespeare's plays, no royalties. And this year, they're sticking their necks out a little to do two shows, All's Well That Ends Well, and then our show, Speechless Shakespeare, which I wrote and I'm directing.
So give us some sense of what Speechless Shakespeare is about. It seems
is
to
it
be
like what
an
we call
oxymoron.
Dead air in radio? You just have people standing there?
We
in
pray
costumes.
Not. We pray not. You know, when I first was accepted by Christina Wenz, the producer, she said, is it silent Shakespeare? And I was like, no, it's not silent. It's speechless, but there are even speeches in it. We break our rule. But I basically wanted to, well, let me go back a little. My mother was an English teacher, English lit major, and she wouldn't let us read comic books, but she would let us read those classics illustrated. Do you remember those?
Sure.
And so I read Romeo and Juliet in the comics version. And when I got to ninth grade and had to read that Shakespeare text, which sometimes looked like a foreign language, I kind of knew where it was going because of the comic book. So this is kind of what I'm doing, sort of priming the pump for young and old audiences that fall asleep at Shakespeare festivals. So they kind of get a sampling of, I don't know how many plays we do. We're not counting really how many of his plays we refer to or how many quotes, but I'm going to guess somewhere about 15 of his plays. And my background's dance and voice as well as acting. So I thought, well, would it be interesting if we could pull in some of his non-speechy features like dance and song, stage combat, some comedy, and you know, make it kind of a vaudeville sort of thing. And then I decided I want to write a play that connects it. I didn't want it all stop and start. So I decided to make Speechler.
See, you can't see it either.
Red leather.
Well, I feel better now.
There you go. Speechless Shakespeare, I decided to make him speechless. So he has aphasia. I won't tell you anything more about why and how and what happens, but he has aphasia. I had an auntie who was in the hospital after a stroke, and every time we asked her a question, she answered Fairfax. And he doesn't mention Fairfax in this, but he has some very strange answers to questions and comments.
Now, when you say he, who are you referring to?
William Shakespeare.
Oh, so William Shakespeare appears.
I hit the wrong button on my phone.
Aretha showed up today.
We're going to play that.
They were dancing in the green room
right
to the show promo.
Now let me try and stop it.
Thanks, Steve. So, your cast. This is a professionally produced show. Am I right?
Well, this is an iPhone 12.
What?
So it's a little. It's hard to figure out.
The more details, the more fussiness, right?
Talk to me about your cast. Who do you have, and what kind of characters are they playing?
Well, yeah, we have, first of all, Jim Coyle, old friend of mine from PCPA down in Santa Maria days. Who's been a professional on the West and East Coast, plays William Shakespeare. And Brandy Nova plays the speech therapist that brings him back, along with the rest of the cast. Patrice Evans is Mrs. Shakespeare. And then a variety of characters that play nurses, witches, Romeo, Juliet, Petruchio, Kate.
I turned my mic off there. I turned Aretha on and turned my mic off. I don't understand what I'm doing anymore. What's the plot, though? I mean, does he really speak, or
he shows
stutters?
He shows up in a hospital. They found him in a theater gutter and brought him in. And he can't really speak. And no, some people know who he is. Some people don't know who he is.
It's just now clicked for me that your title refers to William not being able to speak. I believe me, I know very little about the show. It's an original show that you've written, so there was nothing to research. And I'm thinking, oh, it's Shakespeare plays done differently. But you're actually talking about William Shakespeare's not able to speak.
It's a lot of levels of speechless because, yeah, and also the speechless aspect of dance and songs and comedy and stage combat. Those are the parts a lot of people perk up, you know, when they're watching a Shakespeare play. And so I thought, I started from that before I thought, let's make this guy speechless. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Interesting. Now, Ella Jones, you're joining us here. You're one of the cast members. How old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old, and you're doing a show.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you playing?
I play the doctor.
A 12-year-old doctor?
Yeah.
Doogie Howser.
Exactly. And this is her second show this summer.
What did you do before this show?
I did Aladdin.
Aladdin Jr. at Spreckles?
Yes.
Oh, very good, very good.
Wow.
So you're playing the doctor in this. What did you do to prepare for this role?
So basically I had another show, The Aladdin, and I got a call from Jacintha saying that I could be the doctor, and it was a good opportunity, you know, more on my resume. And I came and read the script, got used to it a little bit, and now I'm just learning more and more and more, trying to get things memorized and stuff like that.
So you're learning your lines, but what about being a doctor? Did you do any research to find out what it takes to be a doctor?
Yes, I did.
And what did you do?
I have family in the medical assistance, so basically just tips from them.
Okay, cool. And we also
ask this. You wrote the doctor as a young woman?
Yeah.
A 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Did they have 12-year-old doctors back then?
Let's just say in this setting, it's so highly theatrical that you won't know what to expect.
Very cool.
Our cast ranges from age 12 to 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't have an 85-year-old doctor? Doesn't that sound more reasonable?
I could have done that too.
No, not to me. I don't want an 85-year-old doctor.
You want a 12-year-old doctor instead?
Sure.
Okay, fine.
Why not? As long as it's her. She seems to know what she's doing.
I have to say, I worked with Ella at Sixth Street Playhouse on a children's Christmas Carol, and that little girl had so much authority even back then that when I thought doctor, I thought somebody with authority, and then I thought, Ella, let's get her. And we were so lucky to get her.
I think that's brilliant.
Nice.
And Chaz Medeiros.
Yes.
Who do you play?
I play a variety of characters. I play a sweeper. I play Romeo, Petruchio,
Don't say the name. But the man from the Scottish play, Lord McBee.
Yes, we cannot say the name. And if you say the name, you have to run out of the theater, turn around three times, and then knock to be let
back. One of the great superstitions of, of theater.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, you're not going to.
Okay. Never mind.
I've had to do it, though, about twice so far.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about your experience with this, playing these multiple roles in this show.
It's really, really fun, and it's also, it's a lot of work, because there's a lot of songs, and there's a lot of choreography for my characters as well, but it's really, really fun, and the cast is great, and then we're learning lines and all of that as well, so.
Did you write the music, too?
No, I've gathered it from places. For example, Chaz came to auditions, and I've worked with him. We did George M. together. Mm-hmm. And I've loved his work. And he came to auditions, and he had a Shakespeare speech to speak for speechless Shakespeare. He sang a song, which was a sonnet. Yes. He did an interpretive dance, and he brought his flute and played a melody to a sonnet. And he's going to be probably doing all of those in the show as the
flute.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you been a flautist?
I've started at Biela in sixth grade.
Wow. I love that instrument.
I don't think I'm that good, though.
Well, we'll find out.
The music is simple, so that's good.
It's a hard instrument. I've never understood how people can get as good at it as they do.
Embouchure. Yeah, I know. It has to do with that.
Yeah.
He also plays the sax, but I didn't have enough time to put together a jazz number, so otherwise he would have been playing the sax for Shakespeare, too.
All right. When is it running? Give us all those details.
It's a twofer here. They're doing two shows. They're doing All's Well That Ends Well and Silent Shakespeare. And it opens on August.
Speechless
Shakespeare. At least I could pronounce it.
Yeah.
Opens August 23rd and runs through September 2nd. Where is this being performed?
This is at the Foundry Wharf in Petaluma, which is a beautiful grassy knoll in a business park with the Petaluma River on your right. It's at our show is going to be August 26th, September 2nd. Those are both Sundays at 4 p.m. Hmm. And so by then the river starts cooling and you can come out and just relax, bring your blankets, your low chairs.
So make it clear, this is an outdoor performance.
That's correct. Okay.
As soon as you said the river starts cooling, our AC came on.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
And also feel free to bring a picnic basket. We have concessions you can buy, but if you want, you can bring your own. This is really, as I said, we have a wide variety of ages in our cast. We're welcoming everybody in the county to come out with their grandma and babies.
And the important thing is it's free.
And it's free.
It's free to attend, folks.
So if you'd like a pair of tickets, call 636-1350 right now.
Caller 12, please. Caller 12.
Caller 120.
Really, everybody who calls gets in.
Win these free tickets right now.
So the show runs Thursday and Friday for the first week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the second week, and your show is, of course, on Sunday.
Right.
And you're doing little bits of the show to kind of preview it for audiences that attend All's Well That Ends Well, correct?
That's right. This is a little detail, but All's Well That Ends Well will start this coming week on the 23rd and the 24th. That's Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. Then we come on Sunday at 4 p.m. The next week, they're on the August 30th, 31st, and the 1st at 7 p.m., and we're going to do the pre-shows for them that week.
Great. And all this information, directions to the site, rundowns of synopsis of the shows can be found at petalumashakespeare.org.
And one last thing, and then we're on for September 2nd as our full Speechless Shakespeare show at 4 p.m.
And you're doing two full performances of Speechless Shakespeare, which,
That's correct.
Was August 26th. And September 2nd.
Correct.
All right, there you go. Thanks so much, Chaz Medeiros, Jacinta Gorge, Ella Jones, Petaluma Shakespeare Company's Speechless Shakespeare.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. Great to meet everyone. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to meet you, too.
Thank you.
All right, have fun.